It's Dan Rennie driving you home. Sponsored by Ipswich Pro Drive and Seats Are Us. Here he is, Dan Rennie on 989 FM for the best country.
I got to tell you, I'm excited about the Woodford Folk Festival. I know a lot of people are as well. It's one of the great annual events of international standing, held over 6 days and six nights from the 27th all the way through to the 1st of January. More than 2,000 performers and 438 events and programming featuring local, national and international guests. This year's the 31st Woodford Folk Festival and the 23rd. Held at Woodfordia. Now, the festival is just 5 weeks away. The grounds are beginning to take shape, and one of the men helping add spark and puppets to the event is puppet maker and creative director Daniele Poitomani, and he joins me on the program. Daniele, thank you for taking the time to have a chat with us today.
Thank you. Thank you, Darren, your show.
Yeah, firstly, can you tell listeners a little bit about your role in relation to the event?
I'm creating two shows with giant puppets, and I've been working here. I'm on site since August. I'm creating the puppets from scratch. There were six puppets to start with, the elders, and I'm making six more, so there will be 12 in total. And then two big giant puppets up to 6 meters tall for the fire event show.
Wow. How did you get into puppet making? I suppose we all dabble around it as kids, but how did this become your profession?
When I just came to Australia about 20 years ago, I met a giant puppet company and I started working with them, and Snuff Puppets based in Melbourne. And since then, I developed my style of puppets and techniques and learned how to make shows with giant puppets, really, which is very different from small puppets.
Sure.
It takes a lot of effort, yeah.
They're pretty impressive, too, to look at. And, I mean, and I'm guessing they'd be hard to manoeuvre, hard to work around. I mean, it's hard work, I'm guessing.
Yes, it requires a bit of training. It's lots of physical work because you're actually wearing the puppet. You've got about 20 kilos structure on your shoulders and try to move as gracefully as you can. Especially against the wind, it's a bit tough, but it's really rewarding interacting with the crowd, improvising and reacting to what the crowd's reaction is to you. It's really good fun, really.
Now, they're called the Elders, these puppets that you've named. They'll also be at the opening ceremony and the flagship closing fire event. How did you come up with the concept for the Elders stripping it back a bit? I mean, the construction of the puppets and the materials used?
Well, the Elders, it was about in 2 years ago, a fire event. We needed to have a group of elders. So I made the first six, and then they kind of became presence and characters on their own. And so they are the Elders of Woodfordia, the land where the festival is done. And basically, they live here on the land, and we don't know exactly where. But during the festival, they come and camp on site, like with all the other patrons, because they want to kind of have a look, you know, enjoy with the fun, but also kind of supervise and look after the temporary community that gather during the festival, because they also, they look after the community so that things go well. They would do rituals and things that we don't really understand, but we can see they're quite powerful. And on the other hand, they're also everyone's, you know, grandparents. They're friendly and easygoing when they're not up to their own mystical business.
Sure. Now, for anyone who doesn't know what the designs are like, can you give us a bit of a brief insight into what they look like in appearance and what we can expect when we're looking at them face-to-face?
Yes, they're about between 3 and 4.5 meters tall, and they have very simple clothes. And their faces are quite—they're inspired with traditional masks from around the world and from elder people, really, because I'm really interested in creating archetypes and I want them to be kind of the elders everyone can relate to. And yes, that's the look. They're made out of bamboo inside. The inside structure is bamboo, which you won't get to see. And the big hessian vest and big baggy pants.
Well, you've rolled them out. The first six stepped out recently. A further eight will join once the festival commences. What's been the reception so far to the elders, and are we happy with with the way that people have taken to them?
Oh yeah, the reaction has been fantastic. Like we had them out at the planting festival on this site, and yeah, people just love them and all. I could see that how it worked, both the kind of two sides of their personality, to be playful and playing with kids or grown-ups and being very warm and friendly, really worked. People really reacted well to them. And then when the elders went out to perform some rituals, it was very powerful. People were very calm and created a very, serious and solemn atmosphere. They worked really well. And this year we're going to have 12, so twice as many.
Wow.
And we just did rehearsals last weekend for the first time. I got to see all of them working together. It was quite a sight. It was really good.
I can't wait. Well, I understand you have a website. Can we get are we able to get a sneak peek of the elders on your website?
Oh, yes. The website is memetica.com.au. Memetica is M-E-M-E-T-I-C-A. And, yeah, you can see there is a page dedicated to the elders. You can see them there.
All right. Well, we'll share those details on our Facebook page. And, again, really looking forward to seeing them in person up close and as you say, mixing amongst the crowds up there at Woodfordia. Of course, the Woodford Folk Festival commencing the 27th to the 1st of January. Is it work for you the whole time, Daniele, or will you be able to have a break and get out and see some of the sights?
I will have a short break. I'm from Melbourne, so I'm enjoying going to the Sunshine Coast, so my little short breaks, but yeah, most of it would be just keep going, making them, rehearsing, directing, all of that, but it's fun.
Very good. Yeah. Well, look, Daniele, thank you very much for your time. We look forward to the festival, and I'll be keeping a close eye out for the elders. Thank you again, and all the best. Good luck.
Great. Thank you.
That was Dan Rennie, driving you home. Sponsored by Ipswich Pro Drive and Seats R Us on 98.9 FM for the best country.